from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What you control and win some games. We got Dave Fleming on the line here. Dave Fleming joining us on the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game. On 95.7 The Game, appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? I had a lot of fun yesterday. Shout out to Colleen out there in Lathrop and River Islands, taking us on a tour of that beautiful baseball field and, of course, the entire city there in Lathrop. Let's get Flem on here. Flem, good morning. Now, you got an early start today. Big time start for Kyle Harrison. I do want to start with this, though. Not with Matt Chapman, not with Yaz, not with Ramos, not with Blake Snell. I'm going to start with you and Javi. I think, look, Kruk and Kipe are legends, and we know it. And look, everybody, they're going to have a day where they're going to have to step away. We get it. But I'm looking at you. I'm listening to you and Javi, Flem. You guys get better and better by the inning. I'm liking Javi right now, man. He's getting better and better, Flem.
I think he's great. And I'm a little, you know, I don't want to say like I'm emotional about it, but this is his last game of the year today.
This is my
last chance to do a game with him. But, you know, we don't have most of the games from here on out, which is a good thing for the Giants. But, you know, we got mostly division games, so we'll have Dwayne and Mike even when we go on the road for a lot of the remaining road games. And it's a home-heavy schedule. And so this is it for him. He's done a great job, I think.
Wow. Yes, you guys go to Baltimore and Kansas City. I'm surprised this is his last game.
Hunter's doing those, and we love having Hunter.
Yeah,
with
Hunter's great too.
So that's a good thing.
I love Javi, though, and his perspective from the bullpen. But just pass the message on. I think you guys have done a fabulous job this season.
Thank you for saying that.
Well, you know, I'm watching the telecast yesterday, and they're talking about all the no-hitters that you've been a part of and that you've had an opportunity to be a part of the broadcast, and you were even kind of making fun of it, and you were talking about Blake Snell's, and I had noticed it, and I had actually texted you, and I told these guys earlier in the season, Blake Snell, with the whole pitch comm thing, he's on the hip. This is going back to the no-hitter. He's on the hip, you know, weeks prior when he first came back, and he's calling every pitch, and it was clunky, and the pitch clock, and it's just, I don't know. The whole thing didn't look right, and it wasn't like in synergy. And then on Friday night, when he's actually allowing Patrick Bailey to call pitches, it just, everything seemed to click, and he had just great stuff. And he even argued with the umpire early in the game, and Bailey went out there and talked to him, and I thought it was a seminal moment. And Blake Snell, and he rebounded yesterday. I just think that Blake Snell has really found it right now, and him trusting Patrick Bailey is in part what I believe, as well as, you know, having command of all of his stuff, of why he's really been a lot better these last 6-7 starts.
Oh, big time. I agree with you. And I think, look, it's natural for that to take a little time. You know, you're with, not just with a brand new team, you're with a brand new group of teammates, and especially that pitcher catcher relationship. I don't blame him for at first wanting to, like, hey, this is me. I got to take ownership of this. I got to steer the ship. I think once he built that trust with Patrick and realized this guy knows what he's doing, I think it frees you up as a pitcher when you have that trust. You don't have to worry so much about that part of the game. You can just kind of stay in the moment and execute your pitch. And it's not, it lightens the load just enough to where it makes it easier out there. Not easy, but easier. And those two right now are working really, really well together. I mean, I kind of feel for Patrick because obviously he is being leaned on real hard. Like, his workload is super heavy and his at-bats haven't been great. And he says, I feel fine, I'm okay. But you watch the at-bats, it sure doesn't look that way. But how do you break him up? He's got to catch yesterday, right? He's got to. So today he gets a day off. I'll tell you guys what I said on that pregame you were watching yesterday. Like, I've done nine of them, including a perfect game. And Matt Cain's perfect game was amazing. And Tim Lincecum's no-hitters were amazing. I called a World Series no-hitter combined with the Astros the most dominant performance I think I've ever seen, Blake Snell on Friday. That was the most overwhelming I've ever seen a pitcher. There was not one good at bat. There was not one at bat the whole game against a pretty good team and a lineup that had its big guys in there. I don't think there was an at bat all game where I thought, oh yeah, this guy, he's seeing him well. He's not one. There was one, by definition, one hard hit ball the entire game. And that was a little kind of medium line drive to second base. It was amazing.
That fastball was rolling there at Great American Ballpark, and I didn't even realize there was no hitter going on until the ninth inning when people started tweeting. It's like, oh my gosh, get to a TV, because he was so dominant. I was like, wow, Blake Snell's just mowing through these guys. In my head, I was just thinking, is Bo Mel going to let him pitch the ninth? And obviously he does, and he gets the no hitter or whatnot, and he's dominant. His numbers show it. I'm gonna look at the offense, though, because we've been harping on the offense. Who can get hot in this lineup? Who can get hot? And I know there's still five back in the loss column of the Atlanta Braves, and they got a big time series with them at Oracle Park next week. But boy, Chapman, Yaz, Ramos, they're starting to get going here to carry this lineup. And let's start with Matt Chapman, who, look, he's got an option to opt out or whatnot. I want this guy to remain a Giant for a long, long time, man. He's done it at both ends, defense, glove, third base, throwing guys out. And then, of course, with his bat, he's on fire right now, Flim.
I think they want him to be here. I think he wants to be here. I think that, you never say this, but we know enough about all this to not make any real predictions, but I think they're going to figure out a way to keep Matt around. He's been their best player all year. He's having a fantastic year. Just don't let the batting average fool you. Everything else that he does out there is elite, and he should be here for a long time. I sure hope so. I have loved watching him play, and he plays every single day, and he hustles every single play. Last night, that was a big play in the game. He beats out that infield hit because he is busting it. We showed a great replay. The second he leaves the batter's box, it is full throttle, and he beat it by a fraction of a second, and that got the Giants a run, and then they got another one after that. So Chapman's just a leader by example. The power has been great. What have they hit? 15 home runs on this road trip, seven games, 15 home runs now. That's what you're supposed to do. You come to the hotter weather, these ballparks where the ball flies. That's what you're supposed to do. But that's why they're 4-2 on the trip so far. And so they need to keep that up. And to your point about the schedule, they have a lot of ground to make up. Yep. I know the odds don't look great when you look at the standings and as well as the Padres and Diamondbacks especially have been playing. But you get four head-to-head against the Braves. Mm-hmm. You get six head-to-head each against the Diamondbacks and the Padres. You get those three games at home against the Cardinals at the very end of the year. You have your shot. And that's why games like today, I'll make the case today's the biggest game of the year. Huh. Like, you're trying to go back home. You got the Tigers in this weekend. Tigers are had a nice year.
Scrappy.
But, they're scrappy, but they traded away a couple of their guys at the deadline. Skubal went last night, so I think that means the Giants will miss him, which is a huge break over the weekend. If you can get home above 500 with a lot of momentum, you get a chance to set up Monday. I mean, those four games against the Braves might be the biggest games of the whole year, not just in the moment, but when we look back on it
I love this.
At the end of the year. So that's why I feel like today, it's not like if you lose today, the season's over, but I do feel like today is a massive game for this team.
I'm kind of with you here, Flynn. The dog days of August, they're all massive. This is what we want as Giants fans. Real quick, Shasky, Matt Chapman, his last 14 games, batting .377. Okay. He's 20-53, 11 extra base hits, 13 RBIs, 6 home runs. He's slugging like crazy. The OPS is on off the charts. So his last, and in that play Sunday that we talked about on amazing. Monday, to save the game there, up 3-2 in Cincinnati in the bottom of the sixth inning, Chapman's having a good year.
And it's a play at third base. The only other person I've seen make is Dave's son. I knew you'd get a laugh there. Hey, Dave, I'm looking at Elliot Ramos, and, you know, he had the thumb injury, and you're just worried about him, right? Like, hey, he had a monster couple of months. He goes to the All-Star game. You know, it's a lot of workload. He sees the whole league. They've had months on him. They can adjust. I think this series has, like, boom, he's back. Like, he feels good. He's driving that ball. That ball he crushed the other day to right center was just absolutely smoked. He's been awesome. He's batting .432 against lefties. This guy balanced. Splits look good on the road and at home, lefties and righties. Like, he's balanced all around. I think he's just been an absolute monster revelation. And to think we maybe wouldn't even have got a look at him if Jung-Hoo Lee doesn't get hurt.
It's the only silver lining to the Jung-Hoo Lee injury. I hope ultimately we would have, because I hope, you know, the talent has shined through now, and I hope that Elliot would have forced his way up here no matter what. But you're right. I mean, it's kind of scary to think, like, in a different scenario. I mean, heck, what was it, a couple of years ago, the Giants exposed him. Anybody could have taken him, and they didn't. You know, it's been a blessing to have him here, and he is not out of the woods with that injury. It's still hurting him, but he talked about it last night after the game. Like, he's managed to convince himself that I know it's going to hurt a little, but I'm not going to hurt it more, so I can still swing hard. I mean, there were 4 or 5 games there where it just wasn't him, and I was worried about it, because that's an injury that takes some time to heal up, and he's not going to get that time. They don't have that time. They need him in there every single day. I'm glad he's sort of fighting his way through that. That's a tough young man. I love the kid. He's positive. He's energetic. He's a great teammate. He cheers hard for everybody down there. He's bouncing around. He's got some Pablo to him. Like, you go in the clubhouse before the game, and Elliot's just, like, he's loud. He's checking in with everybody, sort of bouncing from table to table in the food room. you know, like, to me, that's – especially like today, I was in there a few minutes ago, and it's a noon local start. Like, this is a tough go for the Giants here. You got a guy like that perking everybody up, waking everybody up. I think they'll be ready to go first pitch.
Is that your Willie Mack Award winner for 2024? Because I believe that I guess you could go Chapman too, but I like this Ramos kid as this Willie Mack Award winner, kind of coming out of nowhere, stuck in the minors, and then boom, he's your all-star.
You could make a great case for either of them. I mean, for me, Chapman from day one, game one, has posted every single day.
Yeah,
that's leadership by example. That's, to me, the spirit of the Willie Mack Award, and playing hard every single day, working before the game every single day. But I would not argue with you if you're going Elliott, because both those guys deserve it.
All right, we've gone this long. We haven't brought up the guy that I didn't see this coming. And I know that people have been high on him as like a super utility guy. This Tyler Fitzgerald month that his guys had, it's 150 at-bats essentially this year, 12 homers. He's been absolutely on fire. And to me, it's like he lays off the junk away, and anything up in the zone, he's just crushing it. I mean, just absolutely hitting lasers. He's playing really good defensively.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
At shortstop, I just didn't see this coming. This Tyler Fitzgerald situation has just been, it's been a revelation.
Yeah, I will say this, because I hadn't, you know, we were getting little bits and pieces of Tyler, and in the spring training games, we'd see him over the last few years. But I will say this, a lot of, not just one or two, a lot of Giants coaches over the last couple of years have said to me and said to us, like, the kid that I really like is Tyler Fitzgerald. Like, I heard that from more than just one person. And, you know, for me, our looks at him were so brief. It's not like I disagreed, but I was always like, huh, okay, well, I'll file that away. I'm not sure I know what you're talking about, just because we just didn't have a lot of exposure to him. And I think it's what stood out to those guys is that's big league athletic ability. And, you know, this game, what I love about baseball is all shapes, all sizes, all body types, all styles, soft tossing lefty, flame throwing righty, power hitter, Jose Altuve, Judge. All that's great about baseball, but this is still high-level professional sports, and the physical tools, the body, the athletic ability still carries the day in most cases. And that's what Tyler has. Like, he's got fast twitch, super athletic, bat speed, power, and it's coming together for him. He's another one of these. You know, we've talked about it with Brett Wisely, and Brett's struggling again with it right now, but Tyler is a guy who takes things hard. Like, he's got the baseball demeanor of a guy who is grinding out every day. And I think finally now he's comfortable in his job, his position. I'm a big leaguer. I belong here. And if that lets the athletic talent come out, I love watching him every day. He's been awesome.
Nah, and that double play to end the game yesterday after the mound meeting, pitching mound visit with Camilo Duvall yesterday, the ninth inning here. Look, we could talk about guys. And
I don't want to interrupt you, Monte, but like that, Cal Ripken used to say that, right? Like, how do you judge a big league shortstop? When you absolutely need it, can you turn the double play?
Yep.
Can you, when you have to have it, when the game's on the line, can you get it done?
Yep.
And that wasn't just a piece of cake last night, the way they turned that. And Tyler was calm and comfortable and looked ready for the moment. Mm-hmm. Remember early this year, what was his first start? I can't remember if Webb was on the mound or whatever. His first start of the year, and he boots a ground ball, like almost his first chance of the year. And I think you're seeing the growth now. Yep. Last night, in the biggest moment, maybe the whole season, you could argue the ninth inning last night, and he handled it flawlessly.
I'm with you there. It was smooth, one pitch. And then, because if they lose that game yesterday, Flem, I probably would have came in here this morning and said, you know what, that may be the season. That may have been the death knell for the season with the way Arizona's playing, as you mentioned, sweeping the Guardians yesterday, and the Padres are red hot. Dodgers are scuffling there. So that was a big-time play by them. Yaz is being a consummate professional. We could talk about him all day long, but I know you got to run here because we got an early game. Do want to get your thoughts, because you call a lot of college football, and I'm not 100% sure if you've ever called a Brandon Ayuk game at Arizona State, but I want to get your thoughts on Brandon Ayuk. You're a big-time Niner fan, just like us. What do you make of the situation, man? It's getting messier and messier, and we don't want to see Ayuk leave. I'm sure the Niners don't, but boy, how did we get to this point, Flem?
Yeah, I did call a bunch of his games in college, and I think while Herm was still the head coach, at ASU, and Herm just raved about the guy. Like, you know, you want to know who our best player is? I'll tell you who our best player is. And, you know, you watch him play in college, you're so dependent on everybody around you. It happens in the NFL, too, but I don't know if I expected him to be this great at the NFL level. He's great. Like, that is not just a good player. He's one of the 10 best receivers in the league, I think. I do. And if you want to win the Super Bowl, you want that guy on your side. I don't know. I'm not a cap expert. I don't know about any of that stuff. I know nothing about that. All I know is the minute they give him away, I don't care what you get back, you're a worse team. And when you get championship aspirations and you're taking steps backwards, that sucks. So yeah. I hope they figure it out. I do, because I really do believe he's one of the 10 best players at his position in the league, and I think he's one of the 5 best players on the Niners roster.
Wow. That's strong words right there. We'll have Herm on in about 20 minutes to talk about Brandon Ayuk and whether or not this relationship is salvageable. But a big game and a big start for Kyle Harrison. Bounce back after the start in Cincinnati. He's got to get this one, Flem. Kyle Harrison on the mound today against the Nationals.
The velo was down last start. I don't want to read too much into it, but I'm a little worried about both youngsters. They're in uncharted territory. It's the end of the year. I didn't love getting rid of Alex Cobb just to have him in the back pocket. I don't know. Maybe I'm too worried.
I don't want to say you're too worried, because you should be. That it should be a concern. But I saw Kyle walk out of here last night with like a case of water. And I think he's like both those kids. I know they, you know, Kyle grew up in the East Bay. It's hot in the summertime. Hayden grew up in Illinois. But once you get acclimated and are in San Francisco and you're a young guy, you come here, all it takes is one bad inning and your energy is sapped. Mm. Like, and you're seeing the jerseys, these freaking jerseys that show every drip of sweat.
Not to cut you off, Flint, but it feels like the Giants always played the Nats in the summer. One year they won the World Series, one of the years. Yeah. I was out there for the 8 o'clock July 4th start on the West Coast, and it was about 100% humidity. I was like, this is misery.
Lincecum was terrible.
Maybe the worst start of Bumgarner's career.
Yeah.
Bumgarner just, that's Madison Bumgarner, your ultimate tough guy horse. He melted out here. So I think it's a little cooler today. It's overcast. Hydrate like heck and hope that doesn't happen, because I think that's been the big issue these last couple starts for those young guys. And I think when we get back home, you're going to see the performance back like you expect. I think they've struggled with that.
I one last thing. This is just a quick aside. Love the home run hat from the Nats. I love that top hat.
And, yeah, that's pretty good.
And they made a great trade with the Juan Soto deal. I mean, all their best players came from that. And, like, I love Abrams and I love Wood. Like, I like their little roster. They made a really nice move with that deal.
There's no such thing as a good trade when you trade away Juan Soto. That does not, like, I think it's impossible when you trade a guy at that level and you say, we don't want him on our team. That I can't justify that, but they probably made the best of that kind of deal, maybe in the history of baseball with those guys. Now, Gore, Abrams, I think is still like, are those guys going to be stars? But I think that James Wood kid has a chance to be a big time player. So I'm with you. I hear what you're saying. I mean, I still can't believe they had Bryce Harper and Juan Soto as 24-year-olds and let them both go.
It's insane.
Not to mention Trey Turner.
And Trey Turner, like, all of them wanted to stay. All of them loved being here. Like, I don't know how you allow that to happen, but in the context of, okay, we just decided they weren't staying, we weren't going to sign them, they did real well with that trade. Because you're right, this team they find a little more pitching. This team's plucky. Yeah. Like, they get a chance.
No doubt about that. Nationals, a big game for Kyle Harrison today. Giants trying to win the series before they get back home. Tell Javi we said hi. I can't believe it's the last call. You guys are really good in that booth together. Flint, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week, brother.
And just one last thing. He's going to be, he's coming home with us to be there for the reunion on Saturday, the 2014 team reunion. And I'm not going to spoil it. They don't want me to talk about everybody who's coming, but it's a great list. Like, almost everybody from those teams is going to be there. When I saw the list yesterday, it's awesome. So I think Saturday is going to be so cool. You're going to see some guys you haven't seen in a long time out there, and Giants fans are going to enjoy that.
Well, we know Jake Peavy's going to be there because his performance Saturday for the Giants Community Fund. Yeah, we'll have Jake Peavy on at 9:20. Wow. Hey, Jake Peavy's in town. Watch out,
Jeremy
now.
Jeremy Renner?
I'm not spoiling it. It's a long list, though.
I love it.
It'd be a lot of fun, man. Have a good call today, Dave.
See you guys. Thanks.
Dave Fleming here on the River Islands guest line on 95.7 The Game.
So they are showcasing this like leather jacket, this Letterman varsity jacket.
With the World Series patch.
What?
With the World Series patch.
Yeah.
Looks pretty cool.
This is what I would say to every team out there. You can't make enough of those coats.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why we don't make more of them. I understand like they're not great in the rain, in the elements and stuff, but I never like getting the singular championship like jacket. Like sweatshirt's one thing, the jacket. Like I want it to be patches. More.
What? You want like 2014, 2010, 2014.
Well, even that, like they get outdated because like if your team wins a championship, then it's, you know.
Just buy a new patch and put it on.
Some people do.
Oh man, I gotta get a whole new championship patch for my championship jacket. That's so rough.
Well, I mean, we know you have an entire closet of Giants gear, so that's different. But I would say
I know you're not talking.
I mean, I got a lot of coats.
I know you're not talking about the Giants gear.
I got a lot
of coats. Both you guys. It doesn't take a shot to love
it. I admit it that I have it all in my closet.
I know. I actually got you a Giants Letterman coat for Christmas a couple years ago.
I know. I still wear it.
I know. I love that coat.
It's a great jacket.
You know, I'm just well-rounded.
I knew you'd love it. But I'm watching the Nats celebrate with these home runs, and they put on this top hat that's a red, white, and blue.
I saw that.
It's a great look.
Thinking about that, though, he flips right. They had Bryce Harper, Soto. They didn't even win the World Series with Bryce Harper.
Rendon.
They went out on that team with Trey Turner and Soto.
Rendon.
I mean, Anthony Rendon, who's, by the way, back in the Angels lineup. I don't know if you guys saw that.
He'll be there for 4 minutes.
Really quick. It was while all fun brought that up. I pulled up the 2018 Nats roster.
Give it to me.
They had
Scherzer.
Their catchers, Matt Wieters, Ryan Zimmerman, Trey Turner at short, Anthony Rendon at third, a 19-year-old rookie Juan Soto in left, Bryce Harper in right. The rotation had Max Scherzer, Tanner Roark, Gio Gonzalez, Steven Strasburg, Eric Fetty, and Sean Doolittle was their closer.
Doolittle!
That team went 82-80 that year.
That's crazy.
And then Harper went to Philly and they won the World Series.
They won the World Series.
With a 19-year-old.
Wow. Wow. They were always in a playoffs, though, with those teams.
I mean, we played that.
They were always in a playoffs. I remember when St. Louis, or no, when the Giants did play them. I'm thinking about when the Giants played the Cardinals at the NLCS. And the Nationals didn't pitch Strasburg. Remember, they shut him down.
Yeah, they shut him down.
And the Cardinals rallied in that game five, and the Giants were on the tarmac waiting. Do we go to St. Louis? Do we go to D.C.? And I remember I was praying. I was like, the Nationals got the Giants number. That would have been a bloodbath. I always thought that.
Everyone goes to the 18-inning home run by Brandon Belt. To me, it was Matt Williams taking the ball out of his starter's hands and giving it to the Stanford closer who wasn't as good.
And that was silly. That was silly. Dave Martinez.
Was it Pablo scoring on a buster hit down the line?
Did Pablo
that tied
score?
The game? It was 1-0.
Who got thrown out, though? Who got thrown out? Because somebody tried to score on that play. I felt like
was it Buster? I remember Buster got thrown out like a couple times.
Did Buster score and Pablo get thrown out?
Yeah,
or did Pablo?
One hit the other in. I forget what it was. And then Yasmero Petit. That's the moment for me. Yasmero Petit was amazing in that game.
Nah, he was.
God,
he was the man.
Hunter Strickland is still bitter over that series.
I mean, that was a hell of a series. Bumgarner actually lost in that series to Game 3. They actually got to him in Game 3. Madison Bumgarner there, but the Giants did.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.